Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning here on a Tuesday, the 15th of May, right in the middle of May. 6:47 now. Three big things.
Three.
Wichita City Council will discuss the city's aquatics master plan for pools and splash parks.
Two.
New Kansas law allows self-serve beer.
One.
A night of storms across South Central Kansas. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Traffic update here on the Tuesday morning commute. We do have fire crews on the scene downtown. We did have a trash fire. 500 block of East Dewey, just a little bit north of Kellogg and St. Francis.
Yeah.
And apparently the person who set that fire called it into authorities. Well, they're looking for that person.
So, okay.
And we got some fire activity in downtown Wichita. Traffic update, Steve and Ted, KNSS.
Mostly cloudy today with a 40% chance for rain at a high of 81 degrees after yesterday's high of 94. 40% chance for showers and thunderstorms again tonight and Wednesday. Overnight low 64. Wednesday's high 82 again. Now mostly cloudy, 66 degrees, and we have a west wind at 6 miles per hour. Gear up for your summer fun with a new hat from Hatman Jacks. People always notice a great hat, and chances are it came from Hatman Jacks. At the clock tower in Delano, Hatman Jacks. 6:49 now, Steve and Ted here on a Tuesday morning, and taking a look at the Steve and Ted poll on knssradio.com right there on our webpage. What is your favorite on the outdoor grill? All right. We have one, two, three, what? Six choices on this. Actually, five. Kebab comes in at zero. Nobody likes a kebab. I like kebab. Chicken only got 4%. Hot dogs, 15%. Steaks and burgers tied at 27%. And also at 27%, all of the above, which was the one that I voted for. All of the above. Okay, so you can be a part of that poll, the Steve and Ted poll, right there on our webpage, knssradio.com. Just, you know, hit the button, and there you go.
Yeah, take part.
Take part. It's more fun to participate in life. Right, Ted?
Yes.
There should be a lot more job openings for the college class of 2018, but starting salaries won't be much higher than last year. Graduates with a bachelor's degree can expect to earn an average of $50,390 annually in their first jobs, according to a new survey by consulting firm Korn Ferry, little change from the previous year. That's a pretty good starting salary. But it should be easier to find a job than in previous years. The unemployment rate recently dropped below 4% for the first time since 2000. So, yeah, we're looking for people out there. Coming out of college and got the right education and right skills, you could can do pretty well.
Well, that's somewhat good news, because we went through a lot of years where companies were not hiring.
Mm-hmm. They're looking for people now.
Yeah.
They might even, you know, hire somebody like us. No, we've already got a job. The major U.S. stock indices eked out small gains Monday after a late afternoon pullback weighed on small company shares. The market had been broadly higher earlier in the day on hopes that trade tensions were easing between the U.S. and China, but much of that rally faded. The S&P 500 index added 2 points. The Dow climbed 68. NASDAQ rose 8 points. Casino operators and equipment makers stock surged after the Supreme Court struck down a federal law that barred gambling on football, basketball, and other sporting events in most states. The 6-3 decision gives states the go-ahead to legalize sports betting. And I know nothing about this.
Open the floodgates, baby.
I know nothing about sports betting or any kind of betting, really. I'm just a babe in the woods.
Well, can I tell you?
Why is it that Nevada was the one state that you could go?
There were three states that were allowed.
Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
And what they've done is they've let all states now make the determination. So the Fed is not in charge. There's about 200 and something, $270 million that's done by these online sites. But the people just betting in pools and offices on sports is like a
kabillion?
$500 billion, no, $1.3 trillion. I don't know what the number is. So they want a piece of that.
Want a piece of the action.
Yeah, they
want
to make it completely, it's not back rooms and shady
guys. So the argument
guys.
Before the Supreme Court would be, you know, somebody's getting preferential treatment under the law.
Three states were getting preferential treatment. Oh, yeah.
Somebody lobbied and paid somebody a lot of money for that federal
fraud. No dummies. Well, right. It lasted for a while.
652, Steve and Ted, revising your investment strategy. Don Grant, CFP, a gambling man here with us this morning.
Well, yes. Well, if you're invested in your retirement for the past few decades, Stephen, you probably have changed your asset allocation to match your needs and risk tolerance as you progress in your career. That means your investments carry less risk as you get older. Now, if you planned well, you don't need to be aggressive, or you can pull back to a more preservation versus growth mode. I've run across a number of close-to-retirement investors who take on positions that are much too aggressive, even when they don't really need to. They attribute, you know, their attitude seems to be that we seek to grow our retirement to the biggest number possible when a much smaller number may be sufficient for their retirement goals. Well, we all need to each work with our own certified financial planner because we're all different. But if you're somewhere, you know, in the average working salary range, there are milestone allocation guidelines that can help you with planning. For example, in your 20s and 30s, you may have immediate goals like paying off student loan debt and getting into your own home. But since a successful retirement investing is heavily affected by the amount of time till retirement, funding your plan aggressively now when you're in your 20s and 30s can really pay off later. I don't know how to stress this enough, but now is the time to get aggressive with your investment allocation as well. You're looking for growth now. In your 40s, you can still invest rather aggressively as you have a quarter of a century till a traditional retirement age. However, it may be time to pull some profits off the fast lane. Don't be afraid to diversify into non-traditional areas of investment, perhaps a small business of your own or rental real estate. You will still face business risk, but there are very few guarantees, but all eggs won't be in one basket. In your 50s, pull back a bit. You still have a long time horizon, so you'll want to wait in growth areas, but there's still nothing wrong with having a smaller bucket in preservation mode because you're invested in a very low-risk area. And finally, in your 60s, you can't afford to suffer losses on your future income base. Hopefully, your retirement is in sight and you're on track. Take Warren Buffett's advice. Don't risk what you have to obtain what you don't need. Get that one? And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call. Number 634-2222.
Today is National Chocolate Chip Day.
Oh, Hug a Cookie Day.
In 1937, Ruth Graves Wakefield of Whitman, Massachusetts, must have been curious what a little bit of chocolate would add to her cookies. While working at the Toll House Inn, she added cut-up chunks of semi-sweet Nestle chocolate bar to a cookie recipe. Cookies were a huge success, and in 1939, Wakefield signed an agreement with Nestle to add her recipe to the chocolate bar's packaging.
Wow.
To my wife, St. Shelley's chocolate dip cookies are to die for. I don't have any today. Sorry, guys.
Well, I don't want to. I like
but
the
she
cookies,
uses,
but I don't want to die.
She uses semi-sweet chocolate chips, just the original Toll House.
Yeah.
How about that? So,
see, milk chocolate can go away as far as I'm concerned, but semi-sweet and dark chocolate can stick around.
National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day.
Yeah.
All right, Don Grant. Thank you, sir. It's 6:56,
well,
Steve and Ted. Coming up 7 o'clock here at the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, a complete look at today's news, including a stormy night across south-central Kansas. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
Tune in to Steve and Ted in the Morning every weekday for The Money Tracker, Don Grant, CFP. Securities offered through Kestra Investment Services, LLC, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Kestra Advisory Services, LLC, an affiliate of Kestra IS. CTHB is not affiliated with Kestra IS or Kestra AS.
It's a year of big celebrations for Johnson. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.